Unit 11. Illness. Dr. Kim moved through the corridors of the hospital in a hurry so that he could tend to his patients for the day. He was very stressed with all the work he had to do, yet he pressed on to ensure he could provide treatment. Treatment to those who needed it. His first patient was an old woman named Beth, who was a regular for him to visit with. She had been battling cancer for the past year, and the doctor knew that it was terminal. Terminal. She would not likely survive to see her next birthday. Still, he sat beside her and talked quietly with her to bring her some sense and peace. Suddenly, Dr. Kim was paged into the emergency. Emergency. Room over the loudspeaker. He bolted out the door and down the hall to see what happened. A 20-year-old man lay on a stretcher with a large knife wound. Wound. In his side. The doctor got to work immediately, shouting out requests for the tools and medicine. Medicine. He would need. Within a few minutes, he was able to stop the bleeding and ease the poor man's pain. He told the nurse to locate a vein. Vein. And place an IV into his arm as soon as possible. He told his assistant to replace the bandages every half hour to prevent the room from being aggravated. Aggravated. Any further. He left the room and went to see the patient's family, who were waiting in the lobby. They awaited terrible news, thinking that their loved one had been fatally injured. They were overjoyed to hear the doctor's prognosis. Prognosis. And tears welled up in the patient's mother's eyes. She thanked him profusely. Profusely. As the doctor moved on to his next appointment. On the way, he was stopped by a member of the local police forensics. Forensics team. They needed quick advice determining the cause of death of one of their suspects in a case. The doctor promised to visit the police station later and do what he could for them. Dr. Kim moved on to the examination room. There was a younger woman there who was afflicted by a very rare disease. Disease, which made her very itchy. After speaking with her, the doctor learned that she had not been timely about taking her medicine. He told her the problem would persist, unless she followed his advice. Though sometimes Dr. Kim was overwhelmed by all the afflicted and decrepit people he saw in the hospital, he was happy to be working there. He felt a sense of accomplishment. Accomplishment in his treatment of his many patients.